Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. All right, let's head down to Corpus Christi. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Cliff Webb, see what he's up to. Hey, Cliff, what's going on, man?
Oh, just a little windburnt, buddy. Just a little windburnt.
I bet you are. Hey, we just think it's blowing up here, man. For Galveston, but you guys just add another 10 or 15 to it in Corpus.
God almighty.
You know, y'all are like the third windiest city in America?
Yes, sir.
Chicago's number one.
When you get up in the morning at 4:30 and they say the wind's down at 31.
Down a little bit this morning, folks. It's only 31.
Right at 30, you know. It's all good. Man, you know, they make sunscreen. They just don't make windburn cream, you know. So that,
howdy.
Tell you what, thank God for buffs. I wish I had those buffs many years ago. Man, I wouldn't have all these game trails in my face, you know.
Anyway, game trails.
I don't have wrinkles, but I got game trails, man.
Man, those aren't game trails. They're war maps. Remember, what movie was that when they talking about Ben Johnson's wrinkles in his face? Sam Elliott said, son, those are war maps.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Sacketts. That movie, the Sacketts. Remember that?
Yes, I do. God.
Those are war maps.
That's okay. A lot of those wrinkles are from smiling, you know, so that's good.
Well, that's true.
That's true. A lot of that is a lot of fun, but, man, I had a really interesting week, you know, so. I was just loaded with trips this week. Just Mother Nature just wouldn't let me do it all, you know. So I had some really good fishermen, Muddy Hudson, Moon, and those guys that live in the back of Alazan. And their buddies had come down on that Friday and spent the weekend down there in their house in Alazan. And these guys are absolute grinders. They got up at midnight and fished a major all night long. Okay, this is how hardcore they are. Well, they call me up. They're going to fish with me Monday, and they call me Sunday. Hudson called me and said, hey, man, we ain't catching nothing back here. We're grinding for four or five fish, you know, killing ourselves back here in this brown tide stuff. Man, we want to cancel up there. I said, no problem, Bubba. I said, it's going to blow like crazy today, and I understand, you know. So I lost that Monday trip, and Tuesday was a decent weather day. And then a guy called and said his client's canceled, so I lost Tuesday. That's the only non-windy day. So, you know, I fished the surf a little bit, and had one big fish come up and hit it. Other than that, it wasn't much. But they're there. It's just the conditions are tough, you know.
Yeah.
Starting to show up in the surf a little bit. But the really interesting trip I had this week was many years ago, I fished this man, Ed Akins, and he was, had the savings loan here. And he was the first guy, the first banker to give me a boat loan for the first one. And, you know, when you walk in there, you ain't got nothing to, hey, man, could you give me a loan or what do you got? Oh, I ain't got nothing, you know. So anyway, got a boat loan from Ed, the first one, and I took him fishing for that boat loan. We became some of the best friends ever, you know, and he's a
Remember how hard it was to get a boat loan back in the day, especially an expensive boat. Man, them bankers would look at you like, man, I don't know whether you're worth the risk or not.
Yes. I'm trying to borrow $12,000. I think the boats back then, I mean, you could get a loaded boat for $12,000. I mean, just Gucci.
Yeah.
You know, but
I think my first rig drive out was like $4,800 for my first guide boat.
I remember that. I remember buying four Kenners in a row for $12,000 with 200 Yamahas on them. I go, you know, $80,000. That's just stupid, you know. But so, yeah, so, you know, I got to be good friends with Ed, and he was a really neat guy. He lived in Sweetwater, Texas. He moved away from the coast, and when he retired, moved back to his ranch in Sweetwater, and he made these pickles out of Lebanese cucumbers. He would grow these Lebanese cucumbers. If you've never seen them, they're the cucumbers with grooves in them. They have grooves all in real deep. And he would pickle them with jalapenos and some other special deal and stuff, the best pickles you ever had. So he was known as the pickle man, you know. So every time he'd come, he'd bring me a case of pickles. This went on for 25, 30 years. he passes away. Then the kids started fishing with me. And so Todd Akins comes down. The boys come down for 2 days. They're coming all the way from Sweetwater. I'm going, man, I hope I'm on some fish. And so Thursday we pile out, Mickey, and we're on some fish. But you talk about bait and dirty water. It's like, the mullet are so thick that they're just hitting you in the legs, you know, just walking.
Wow.
They're just solid, just swirling. And the fish are in there, but what happened, we're behind that full moon, and those fish just opened their mouth and swallowed a couple of them during the full moon. And they're slicking in the morning, you know, they're done, and it's just hard to get them to talk into hitting something. Also, when you got that much bait and dirty, dirty water, think of the senses. Think how hard it is for them to find that little paddle tail or something. Unless it's the top water, they got all that noise moving around them, all that, you know, shapes underwater, all that shape, and you're trying to throw a little paddle tail through it and then trying to locate it. You know,
right.
It's like tough. And then if you ain't on top water, and the grass was so bad, I couldn't get in the top water. So that was a tough day on Thursday. We caught fish, biggest fish, 5 pounds maybe. But, you know, we grinded, and Todd brought one of his banker buddies with him that just started fishing. I think this is his second trip. And this kid, I mean, we stayed out till 3 or 4 o'clock, and he grinded the whole time, never whined at anything. So those, you know, when you get those guys, Mickey, you really want to put them on some fish that just really, really.
Oh, I know.
So I thought about it Thursday night. I said, "Hey, man, let's just flip the switch to the bottom feeders. let's go to the dark side. I know where the bottom feeders are. You know, I'll put you on some mud apes till you just get sick of them." And I knew these fish were in there, you know. So I pull up this little island with this big sand ring around it. And what happens on that higher tide, those little crabs get blown off the other end. They come out of little holes, they get flooded, and they come out on the backside of these islands. Those redfish are up there super shallow. And I try to putt in there really shallow. I told them when I'm bottoming out, you know, so I get within about 30 yards of the island, and I stick the power poles down. They're only in the water about an inch. You know, I'm just on the bottom. And they make a little scraping sound, and it's like 10 slicks pop up all around this island. And I said, "Guess what, dude? You're getting ready to hose in redfish," you know, because they were in there big time. And that young man that hadn't really caught any big fish, he, about the third cast, I threw out there and I hooked a big red, and I handed him my rod and switched over, and he just had a blast, you know. Then I take my rod back, and the next cast, he throws a spinning rod out there and catches one about 28 on that spinning rod.
There you
man,
go.
That was cool. And we sat there and caught limits of reds until they just said uncle, you know, so it was really fun that. And drive all the way from Sweetwater. And even though we couldn't get the really good trout bite going like we wanted to, Mickey, at least the bottom feeder saved the day. You know, I hate to say that, but, you know, sometimes you gotta go ahead and go with the other species you're not really crazy about. But
well, trout fishermen sometimes have to, you know, enjoy a slice of that humble pie and do something different.
That's,
you know?
It, buddy. That's it. And, you know, and I'm thinking about those guys. They drive all the way from Sweetwater. They want a bent rod. You know, they're not a trout snob like me, you know. So, you know. They love those fish, and took them back, and they did some half shell, take them back to Sweetwater and cook them up. But those redfish are just, man, it's incredible how many reds we have coming in right now. All of a sudden, they just started really coming in, you know, so there's nothing else that'll be a
bottom feeder. Well, I know certain times of the summer down there your way, you know, we used to come down there and fish redfish tournaments. Boy, they're getting big old herds running all up and down that King Ranch side between there and Intercoastal. Good Lord.
Yeah, we got a bunch of fishing tournaments. We had one yesterday and today. I think we got the Laces on the Bay, that Chad's tournament today.
Right.
With the girls' tournament. And I saw Jay at the dock. I guess it was Thursday. I'm going fishing on Thursday. And I saw Jay pull up with three of the girls he's going to fish with, and got to talk to Jay. And he was talking about how tough it was in Rockport right now in the fishing. It's kind of, you know, tough with the weather and stuff. It's going to straighten up. And another thing, Mickey, we finally got a little bit of flow from the south through the land cut. These guys are going to the land cut and throwing those big surf weights, those big spider weights, you know, up against the shore with the shrimp just to stay in the current to catch a fish. You know, it's like, I don't think I want to throw a spider weight out there and hang on the edge to try to catch a trout. I think I'll wait till the current slows down a little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
that's just too much.
Somebody texted me a picture yesterday of Jay standing on a bank of a creek or a riverbed and with a spinning rod in his hand holding a bass up. I go, oh, my goodness, what's this about? I just sent him a laughing face back.
But, well, if it's a fish, Jay can catch it. It doesn't matter what kind it is. If it's a fish, Jay will catch it.
He can catch one out of a bar ditch.
Yeah, he goes down. I love that story. He goes down and he fishes down there in Florida with the Mirror guys, and they're all trying to get Jay to throw mullet, and Jay ain't doing it, you know. So
no.
he's staying with his double D, and he catch a big old stud snook on that double D down there. I thought that was really neat, man. You know, he holds his guns when it comes to that bait stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I caught a big old snook. Well, I was trying to catch redfish in a redfish tournament. I caught a giant snook on a fire tiger top dog. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Right behind some golf course there in Clearwater.
God, that's neat.
There was a big old cove there, and you got all these no-wake zones where you have to idle forever before you can get on plane. And while we're idling by, I'm looking in that big cove, that lagoon-looking thing there, and I said, man, there's mullet jumping all over that. There's something in there. And Blaine and I had pre-fished for like 4 days, and we pull in there, and the first two casts, we caught two perfect slot reds. I said, well, this is where we're fishing. Man. So we started, you know, trying to learn more stuff in there, and he's trolling motoring down this one mangrove, set of mangroves, and I put on a top dog, and I'm throwing it in there, and I caught one red that way, and then we're right by this tee box on a golf course, and there's four guys standing up on it getting ready to tee off, and I throw that top dog up under those mangroves, and I'm walking it out of there, and the explosion went off, and every one of them just broke their necks looking over there. I think they've heard that sound before. they were all clapping.
that's good stuff.
Yeah. Let me knock this break out, speaking of good stuff, and I'll come right back at you, buddy. Hang on. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 619 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff Webb, we are back.
All right, buddy. You know, I was sitting there red fishing yesterday, Mickey, and that tournament boat came by me, that Sims boat with those twin 400s on it. And he was coming across this flat, probably about 3 foot of water. And I know he was 110, 120 miles an hour. It looked like a jet coming across the flats. I mean, like, he comes in front of us, it's like, boom, he's out of sight. Like, that is just a vapor trail. You know, he just goes in the distance. And you know, those guys are running from here to Fort Mansfield in those boats, and it's just nuts how fast they are, Mickey, you know?
I know. Man, and all that wind, and you think a wind pocket would get up under there, and they just, they need wings.
I know. They design them where they don't. You know, it's incredible that evidently got these boats down. We don't want any more boat accidents, that's for sure, you know.
God, yeah, I remember those guys, what, 2 or 3 years ago over there that were at that boat show, that boat went airborne on them and threw them out of the boat. They hit the water so hard it ripped their clothes off.
I was there, Mickey. It's just sickening. It's good. They're my good friend, you know. And Charles, Charles never really come back all the way from that, you know.
I bet not. They're lucky to be alive.
Brett, you know, Brett, you know, still having issues, back issues and stuff. He's been back to infused and all that, but I just can't believe it didn't kill him, you know. My buddy Mike, the guy we call Chewbacca, you know, the chimp, the guy I told you about, the guy that lost his boat at the boat ramp and swam right there naked, the chimpanzee. But anyway, he's so hairy. But so the chimp found him floating, you know. I just pulled out of that flat and was headed back to the marina, and it's a heck of a north wind. I'm seeing test riding that boat just hauling butt, you know. Then it happened right after I left, and Mike said he picked them up in the water and he thought they were dead, you know. But it's amazing they come out of that deal. They're both still here. But, you know, that stuff happens so fast, Mickey. You know, it does happen fast, man.
We were talking about that earlier in the show, Bill Watkins and I, about, you know, some of these design boats back in the day that would swap ends on you. You'd just be running along, and all of a sudden, man, you just swaps in. Everybody's out of the boat. Just, it happens so fast, you don't even realize it.
You know, we had a lot of these homemade boats down here, you know, people making them, and they didn't put the right chimes on the rails on the back of the boat. And so when you made a hard turn or something, the rail would grab, the side of the boat would grab, and it would throw the guy out of the back seat. And we lost one of the guys, you know, just going down. He made a hard turn and threw one of the people out of the back seat, and the motor ran over him. So, you know, it's just amazing how they roll those sides down, these edges on these boats now, where they turn better and stuff. But, you know, it's kind of like a learning curve. I guess we were right in the middle of the learning curve, Mickey. You know,
yeah.
I guess we ran all that stuff that wasn't really exactly right. But, man, the stuff I'm running right now, my Haney, is state-of-the-art, buddy. God almighty.
I was bragging on your boat earlier, you know, yours and Blaine's and, you know, Tommy and Charlie and running them. And they're great fishing boats. Just incredible.
Yeah. You know, I'm running this 30-mile-an-hour wind and, you know, 25-foot boat, and I got the Shockwave seats now, and that's just stupid.
Those things are awesome, man. When I sat in those seats that day we came back, that second day, and you're running. Yeah. I look over, and you're running like 45, 50 miles an hour, and you couldn't even feel it.
Yeah. And so funny thing is that those Shockwave seats have a little pump that you put in air for the right amount of pressure for your weight.
Right.
Well, when you were in those things, they were set for about 500 pounds, and they were stiff. Well, now Dusty came over and Barry readjusted my seats, and you're really going to like them now, Mickey. They ride a lot better than when you were in there. But everybody kind of wants to switch seats with the other passengers right now for my Shockwave seats. I wish I had them all the way around, but
You'd go broke trying to put Shockwave seats in the whole boat.
No, it is something, man.
They're high.
Yeah, but in this wind, God almighty.
You get what you pay for, though. I mean, hey.
And, you know, Mickey, we've got Fish South. You know, it's just getting there. You know, we got 4 or 5 people on the boat and trying to cross Baffin right now. And when you get up in the morning, winds sustained that straight south 30. And then if you get across to the south shore of Baffin, try to get out of there at 10, 11 o'clock when that wind's already up. Try to roll out of there and not swamp your boat. You know, so I think once the wind will finally low down, we have an open playing field again, I think we'll get back on these big fish. But, you know, it's just a struggle with the weather right now, like it always is. It's nothing new, just the same old, you know, song and dance. It's the wind. But
so that brown tide stuff, it's still hanging back there in the back at Alizon and all that?
Well, it's clearing up in spots. So up in the upper Laguna Madre, I found clear water yesterday where you could see 4 or 5 feet. And there's pockets of clear water, and I think it will clear up once the wind comes down. But we need some more tides. Once we get the higher tides and stuff, it'll push this brown tide around, and we'll have, you know, pockets of clear water.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it had a lot to do with that real hot summer we had, you know, or that dredging in Bath and what something.
I'm thinking
going.
It's that dredging because it was fine until they started that project and they just stirred everything up on the bottom and then the winds grabbed it and it spread it spread it all over Hell's Half Acre.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened, you know. But and I know the fish are there, Mickey. You know, it's just a lot harder game to catch. And once the wind calms down, where they can hear the top waters better. But you know, you're really fighting a lot of things against you right now with the wind and the brown tide and the low tides. Just
well, and all that
give.
Wind, you know, trying to do top waters, you got all the grass issue. Then all that floating grass everywhere, it makes it tough, man.
And see, last year at this time, we had a bunch of fish on the east side where I could deal with it. Well,
right.
This year those fish haven't showed up as thick on the east side. And so, you know, you're trying to fish little islands and stuff out, you know, kind of against the bank or something where you can get out where it's decent water. You know, so you really eliminated what you can do. And that's when those bottom feeders really saved my day in this one. I hate to admit it, but, you know, those guys just wanted to catch fish. And those bottom feeders saved me yesterday, buddy. That was good stuff. He caught one with like 30 spots on it, too. That was a beautiful fish.
Oh, I bet that was pretty.
Really pretty redfish, about 28 inches long, maybe 27 and a half, and had so many spots. It was just really a pretty fish. But, it's just amazing how, you know, just a little bit of window here. Give me 2 or 3 days of calm weather, and the bay will clear up a little bit. We can get out and fish the structure with a trolling motor. You know, when you eliminate all your rock piles and your shorelines and your points that with structure on them, you know, you eliminate a lot of areas. So you're kind of up against the shoreline. You're kind of up against the shoreline somewhere. So, but I was laughing at I was talking to Bart, one of the Grone brothers, yesterday, and they're all buying those big old giant spider weights like you use in the surf to go down the land cut and throw a shrimp out and hope it hangs on the bottom to catch your three trout and your drum.
That current's running that hard.
It's running that hard in that cut, man.
Isn't that something?
You think about it, you know, you got a 20-mile gut and you got 40-mile-an-hour wind blowing right down it and sucking into it. It gets like a funnel. But that's what I've been – yeah, and that's what we've been waiting for, because that's going to suck a lot of fish from south into our system.
Well, it sure has gotten quiet all of a sudden down Mansfield way. I'm not seeing as much and hearing as much down there. So maybe something's moving your way, buddy.
Yeah, and they're having a harder time down there. And I listened to you yesterday on the, and I never did. I guess I had to go to fishing, but I never did hear Brian Barrera down there. How's he doing down there, Mickey?
Well, he didn't pick up yesterday. I don't know what was up with that.
Okay.
I didn't get a text from him or anything.
I kept waiting to hear him, you know, and I thought, man, I want to hear what Brian's doing down there, because he's a fishing machine. I want to see how he's doing down there in South Padre, you know, because I'm keeping up with the boys in Mansfield, and they're not catching the big fish like they were. They're, you know, it's just kind of slowed down a little bit on them. It could be the same thing we went through, Mickey. Is there maybe their glass minnow patterns kicking in or something? Maybe they're eating a smaller shrimp and a smaller glass minnows right now.
Right.
They're just kind of shut down on smaller baits, and that does happen, as you know. You know.
Oh yeah.
They get
it
on
does.
Something we don't have. You know. But it sounds like James is catching fish in Galveston. That's really good to hear, Mickey. Have you fished this week? And have you done any good this week?
No, I didn't. I didn't get out. I didn't mess with it.
Right.
Just to be honest, I don't have any trips, you know. It's just the way it is right now.
Yeah.
Pretty lean out there.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you.
Which I'm good with it. I mean, I don't need any practice.
You don't need any practice.
I've had enough in 45 years.
Yeah, I got you, dude. No, my shoulder issue. I got a really bad shoulder. I can't hardly fish right now, so. I get out and make a few casts, and I get back in the boat, and I just take some Tylenol or some Advil or something to sit there, because I got to get this shoulder done. I'm thinking maybe try to get it done in the summertime, because, man, you can only go so long. You just got to get it done, you know. Dang, man.
Well, I'm fortunate. No, I just got one bad wheel at my left knee that I've had messed with so many times, but I can work around that. Just don't overdo it.
You know, my dad had both his knees replaced at 80, and he did good. He took some Advil, and like 6 weeks later, he was walking without canes, you know, both at the same time. You know, only he would do that, you know. But that knee replacement, once it's done, it's like the hips, you know, it's the same thing. I think the shoulder may be a little longer recovery on it. So
that shoulder's the worst, man. I mean, from what I hear from all my buddies, I know a guy that had both of his done at one time, and he said, don't ever do that.
No,
get
I can't
them done
do that.
One at a time.
I get my firearm, my gun done.
He was helpless.
Yeah, I can imagine. But I can cast left hand. I'm just trying to figure out how to reel that sucker in, make it.
So it's your right shoulder that's messed up?
Yeah, well, both of them are bone on bone. Their bones are flat, but the right one is really bad. You know, it's just, it's just sticking together and hard to do. But, you know, it is. And the cortisone only works so long. That's a bummer. You know, the cortisone was great when they first gave it to you. Now it kind of wore off, but it's all good. It's just part of getting old. At least I'm here. A lot of my buddies don't have the pleasure to whine, you know.
Last year when we went crappie fishing with Randy Dearman, me and all my buddies, and we were all taking turns at the fillet table, you know, with a couple of us clean a while and a couple would pull them out of the box and set them up there. And we're bent over that cooler, and one of my buddies looks at me and goes, "What's that popping noise I'm hearing?" I said, "That's my knee." He said, "You're kidding." I said, "No, that's bone on bone, buddy." That's what
you
hear.
Yeah, my shoulders do that too, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You roll over, it wakes you up in the middle of the night, your own dang shoulders. But that's
bad is you can't sleep with it. And I'm, you know, I get that way if I overdo it. And, you know, like if I go play golf all day and then you're miserable all night and the next day with that knee, you can't sleep at night. You cannot lay where it's comfortable.
Yeah, I know all about that. They're telling me I'm going to be sleeping.
I feel like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, they said I'd be sleeping in the recliner for about 2 months after that surgery, so that's going to be fun. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, have your wife go down and go see Mattress Mac and get you a couple of new recliners.
Oh, she got one for her birthday last year. I got one, and she's got one, and I like hers better. So,
man, I'm wanting a new one. I got a Lazy Boy leather one. It's got to be 15 years old. Just about got it wore out.
Oh, that's good stuff, man.
From Astros games.
I was going to ask you. I was hearing, listen, you got to talk about the Astros. Evidently, they're not doing.
No,
so
they're.
Good, right?
I've been a fan my entire life, and I believe this has got to be the worst start I can ever remember. Mm-hmm. With the best team we've ever had. I mean, on paper.
Yeah.
And the worst start. It's a strange game.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're fishing too. You got all these great fishermen at the marina, and they can't get your fish right now. You know, it's just kind of like the way it is. You know,
I know the drill. Jeez.
Yes, sir. Man, it's just the amount of people in this tournament. I'm really interested to see what happens in this tournament. They're getting ready to probably send them off here in a minute. I'll be able to hear the buzz. But all these guys are going to run all the way to Mansfield. That's going to be a long run in this wind, buddy. Man,
oh, that is. That's a hike. But, you know, I was looking at fish weather earlier, and y'all's winds are down more than ours this morning.
Yeah, they're down to 20-something.
Yeah.
It's been rolling, buddy.
Yeah, I was looking at Morgan's Point earlier, and it was 31 a gust, and Eagle Point a 29-mile-an-hour gust. So it's starting to come on up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like I say, for us, man, that south wind is sucking our fish in that hole. It's just like a funnel. So I'm all for it. You know, just let it blow for a week or so.
Yeah, you need to go today. It's only 22 to 25 down your way right now.
Yeah, I think Fred's going today. Fred's down and Raymond's going. And I talked to them last night, and I think they're out there today. Fred's out here today, and it's flat bottom. But I said, stay shallow, buddy. Just stay out there in about 2 foot of water. You won't get beat up.
Exactly. Run skinny.
Run skinny, buddy.
Run skinny.
It's going to get better on a trout fishing. I know they're there. I just can't really get to where I need to be. I can't really get to the south shore of Bath and like I want to with these waves. You know, I can't really get to the, you know, who wants to run 55 miles of land cut and have a current that's 30 miles an hour? You can throw
a flat
down there, you know, and then the only option you have and is throwing top water up against the edge and working it and taking the trolling motor and moving the same speed of the current. But those fish in a current will pull off that edge more. They're out there about 4 or 5 foot off that drop off.
On that drop off, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, they're just harder to catch. But
hugging the bottom.
Hugging the bottom, man. But,
well, you know,
I know
all that, you know, all that water on the east side of the intercoastal over there, you know, I've never fished much of that. But, boy, you'd think that'd be prime this time of year, you know, with these kind of winds we've been getting.
It was last year. It was on fire. I was doing 150 fish wades. And this year, it's super brown. Tons of bait in there. I know they're there, but I think what's happening is so we had that full moon, and they're up there in that foot and a half of water, and that just eating those mullet all night long. And then the next morning, they're slicking. and you're going in there with those, you know, these baits, they just don't see them. They're full. So I think they're there, just hadn't had the right conditions. Because in the water, you know, when you don't have targets, like when you're walking through solid brown water and you can't see a pothole, you can't see a grass bed, you're right. Blind cast, you're not going to catch as many, you know?
No.
It's much better to throw where they are, you know, than to throw around them, you know?
Exactly.
That's exactly what's happening.
And then when you get there early in the morning, they're slick and they've already done their deal. They're just, you know, they're just burping and they're full. Now, in the afternoons, you can get that slick in action. Then, you know, I've always done better fishing slicks in the middle of the day or the afternoon and evenings.
Yeah, unless you're in the afternoon. Like
they start
5
emptying
o'clock.
Out, you know.
Yes, exactly what happens. And they'll feed again. And I think that full moon, they must have fed, even in that wind, they must have fed up their shallow because they were slicking like crazy. I mean, God almighty. You can smell them, Mickey. You know they're there. And then I get up there in knee-deep water. I'm just walking, just seeing what I see. And you could tell a different wake in there. It's not a mullet. It's a big trout. You can see him come off the shore, you know, and just bust across that. And then when he comes across there, the mullet just shower around him where he's coming through, you know. And you can throw at him till your arm falls off, and he's not going to take it, you know.
Amazing.
But it's going to get better.
Oh, well. All right, Cliff. Well, hey, it's always fun talking to you, man. And hang in there.
I ain't,
we'll
buddy. All, I'm going to see
we'll
you.
We'll all get a break.
All right.
We'll throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you, Cliff.
All right, Mickey. I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Hey, thanks for having me on, Mickey.
You got it, my friend. See you. Take care.
All right, bye.
All right, that's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus Christi. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everyone about Boyd's One Stop, the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all different size bottles, plus their regulators and diffusers. And they refill your bottles there at the store. If you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp and bay shrimp, all different size, 9s, 12s, 15s, 18s. They have them in stock, great pricing. And crawfish, you can call ahead to reserve orders and check out their Cajun Grill next door. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 641 here in the Bayou City. And final segment, no better way to wrap her up than with Captain Blaine Fryermuth from Baytown. What's up, Blaine?
Good morning, Mickey.
What's going on, man?
The wind is up.
Yeah, buddy. I saw a gust at Morgan's Point a while ago at 31 out of the east southeast.
Woo! We had a big tournament this morning scheduled, the Sister Stump and Sisters, which has been going on a long time, and they canceled it last night about 6 o'clock. You know, it's a fun tournament for the girls, and this wasn't going to be any fun today. I'm glad they canceled it. It was went out yesterday. It was brutal. Me and Redneck, James Mayo, we went out to find some redfish for this tournament, and it was tough, man. we had to do a little creative boat driving just to keep them getting wet, just to get from Thompson's to get upstream. So, but we did, and believe it or not, with all that giant tide coming in and all that heavy winds, we still caught fish, and we actually found our redfish that we needed to win this tournament. But
boy, it's about time, man. You've been fishing hard trying to find them reds, man.
Man, I've spent the last four fishing trips just looking for reds, and finally yesterday I went. You know, you and I only know about 16 million redfish spots, but I've hit every one of them, I think, in the past four trips. But yesterday I went into some different spots, and there they were. I hit one spot, and we caught a 6-pounder and a 5-pounder in about 2 minutes. And I said, well, let's move on. And we hit about another 10 spots. And my last stop, another good spot that you and I fished a million times in tournaments, and it was the wind was blowing into it pretty hard, but we pulled in there, and we caught four nice keeper reds, a 7-pounder and a 6-pounder, and lost a couple more. We caught four keepers real quick. So yeah. I said, there it is. That's all we need right there. And we'd only fished for trout maybe 15 minutes yesterday just to check some of our little tournament honey holes for trout, and the trout were still there.
Good.
But, you know, doesn't matter now. It's over with now. They canceled the tournament until in May.
Yeah, sometime. Hillman texted me yesterday evening and said, well, they just canceled the tournament. So
I'm glad they did, because, you know, it's a fun tournament for the girls. It's not a hardcore tournament. It's supposed to have good fun time and raise good money for
raise
cancer.
Money for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad they canceled it. But
what is that,
you know,
like for breast cancer awareness or something like that?
Yeah, and you know, and they raise some money and help some of the girls out that need, you know, some financial help. So
sure,
it's just a big
great
so it's
cause.
A big, hell yeah! But you know, the craziest thing this week, Mickey, I went upstream, and it's been air clear, green water up there all the way up to I-10, and all of a sudden, I hit about Burnett Bay, the entrance to Burnett Bay, or right there by the monument, and it turned into liquid mud. So I found out that they dropped the level of Lake Houston in anticipation of a big rain last week, which we never did get. So they dumped a ton of water, and it moved a lot of the fish around upstream. So, but I'm sure with this high tide, it's going to all mix back in pretty quick.
Yeah, Ray Stanley texted me this morning and said that Lake Houston is like 0.23 over the spillway, and he said that's just a trickle.
Yeah,
but it'll
well,
keep it
they
from
dumped
clearing
it last
up for a
week.
While. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was beautiful up there last week. I mean, good green water everywhere. And when we went there the day before yesterday, I said, look at this nasty chocolate milk. And, of course, I tasted it. It tastes like Ozarka water. Mm. So it moved them around. But what a tide we had yesterday. When we lost at Thompson's, it was pretty high. We came back in. It was about 2 foot out into the parking lot. And all last night, I had giant waves breaking over the bulkhead up here.
Oh, at my house yesterday afternoon, it sounded like the surf, you know, the waves breaking, you know, on Trinity Bay. It was so rough, man.
Giant waves coming over the bulkhead and rolling up into the yard, you know, do like a little tropical storm type deal.
Well, that's good for your grass. At least the water's fresh up there. So it won't burn your grass up. Remember that one year it was real salty and it would do that and it was burning your grass up.
Oh, the waves would crash against the bulkhead and spray salt water all the way up here, all over my house. It was hard just to keep the windows cleaned on the house when that year was so salty. But anyway, we don't have that problem right now. And I don't, after the next few days, they're going to get a bunch more rain up north up there. So we're going to get Lake Livingston.
Yeah, Dallas and all that area has been getting hit. So I don't know what we're going to get out of that. I know the river, they're finally dropping the flow down through the dam, you know, Lake Livingston's almost returned to normal pool, so here comes another round. Never ended.
Well, yep. It's just
the sweet spots on Trinity Bay that you and I love and fished our whole life, we just can't get to them because there's not the water there to support it.
It's been fresh, sure changed the game, hadn't it, the last 8 or 10 years?
I'm sure you know how many years it's been, but it seems like it's been a decade
lifetime.
since we've had really good salt water up here in the north end of Trinity Bay where we love to fish so much.
2015. That's when we had the first big flood, and we just hadn't returned to normal since. Been 9 years.
You can only take so much fresh water before it starts killing all the oysters and all the habitat, and we're not getting the grass up here that we've been getting. Lots of things have changed. So, hopefully in our lifetime, we don't have that much time left. We better get some of that good salt water up here, that good, clean, beautiful, air-clear water up here in Jack's Pocket where we can go make a good wade and maybe catch a few fish.
I just want one more good year at them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get to go to South Texas next Friday to go with Brian Barrera down there and go catch me some snook.
You and Walton are going down there, right?
Yep. We'll see what that's all about. And all these years that I've fished every day of my whole life, I've never caught a snook in Texas. So I'm going to see if I can't change that a little bit. If I could just catch one snook, I'd be happy.
You've been a snooker.
Pull it off. But I had a bout with the flu, Mickey. I got real sick here the first of April, early April, and I had fever and headaches, and the flu never got in my lungs or anything, but I was down for 14 days. I was extremely sick and couldn't do anything about it.
I know some people that have got it. You know, I ended up getting that stuff, a month and a half ago. It took me forever to get over it. You know, the weakness, and, I mean, that stuff is nasty.
I'm trying to eat good protein.
Hell, I'd rather
to get my
have
body
COVID.
Oh, I don't know. When I went to the emergency room, they said, "You have got the flu." I said, "Well, how come I'm so sick?" Well, they said, "This is a real bad deal." So anyway, but I had the emergency room people came to me and gave me shots and IVs here at my house instead of me going into the hospital. And they got me back in shape, but I'm still weak.
I bet lost you about are. 15 it's going to take a while, man. Hey, when you're running 103, 103 and a half fever at your age, I mean, that's a lot.
Oh, man, it was every day for like 6 days. I thought I was going to die here up here in this bedroom in my house. I said, man, it's going to hit me, and I'm going to, you know, something's going to happen really bad. But never did.
Well, see, I'd called you and texted you a couple of times. I said, well, he's still in South Texas. He probably doesn't have phone signal. I didn't know you were sick. Because I hadn't heard from you in about 4 or 5 days. I said, man, wonder what's up with mood. And then I found out I finally got a hold of you.
I'm back now. I'm just still, I just can't go. Like, I mean, 70 years old, you can't go like you should go anyway. But, man, you had something, a sickness like I had. Wow. I can't get my body rolling every morning like I normally can. You just get up and get going. It takes a little while. But speaking of South Texas, we had a rain in March, the 6 inches, and then we had another rain last week. We had 8 inches in the month of March and April, and that's a lot of rain for South Texas. That makes a lot of things really grow.
Well, your county there, the average rainfall, you can look it up, it's 11 and a half inches a year.
Oh, I know. We've had 8 inches already, and Mickey, it looked like a jungle down there.
Oh, God.
We spent all March down there working on stuff. And we had a dozer down there, a skid steer, and we were making new senderos and making new ponds and all that while the ground was wet, and worked out real well for us. But
man,
I missed out on a lot of good fishing.
See it.
Oh yeah, you're gonna say, wow, there's a lot of changes been made. We lots of new senderos and new dove fields, and we built some new ponds. So, and the ponds got water in immediately right when we built them. They filled up. So you're just filling in low spots and creeks, making dams and stuff like that. Water is life down there.
It makes a big difference. This sure ought to help the wildlife for this next upcoming year. Amazing.
Oh, it is. Nesting birds is incredible. Not only quail, but doves. It's just South Texas looks good this year. Looking great, but we're having a good fishing season here, Mickey. Now we got a 3-fish limit on trout, so that it doesn't take very long.
Well, we limited. Well, I hope
we got
you did. I hope you did. James and I were talking about that earlier.
Oh, man, it is very deceiving when a guy says, we got a limit. Well, you know, when you got a limit, does that mean you have three fish for your whole boat, or do you have a three-fish limit for everybody in the boat?
Yeah.
Still, with three people in the boat, that's nine trout.
That's nine casts.
Nine casts, you got nine trout. So what does that mean?
Well, it's over, folks. Let's go look for reds.
And like I said, I've been looking for reds hard. We haven't been finding. We're finding overs and unders. We haven't been finding slots. And after yesterday, I think I can put my customers on some nice redfish now if conditions remain the same.
Yeah, that's what Hillman and I were talking about the other day. He said, man, there's plenty of unders and overs, but no, you know, slots.
In between. Nothing in between that we need.
We need some cookie cutters, and all of them about 27, 28 inches.
Yeah. Another thing is, I know you don't want to hear, and most people don't want to hear, but for customers, the drum, the black drum, everywhere you shop with a popping cork and a shrimp, you can catch black drum. And so that's just a bonus fish, and then they're good to eat too if you don't mind cleaning them. But it's insane how many black drum there are upstream up here where we're fishing. Well, out in the bay too, Eddie and I went out in the open bay this past week, and we caught drum out there in the middle of the open bay. Everywhere we stop, you catch drum if you use a live shrimp. But trout fishing is good in the open bay, too, whenever the Mother Nature lets us get out here. We got plenty of fish up here in Trinity Bay.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah. Well, the line in Trinity Bay is about from Fisher's Reef all the way across to Double Bayou, and everything south of that's got pretty good salt water. Everything above that is fresh.
Yeah.
So if that tells anybody anything, you know, it's just the way it is right now until something changes. And these fronts keep coming through and get that rain up north like it's doing, we're not going to have any change in our fresh water.
No.
And salt water. It's just going to – you have to stick kind of on the south end of the bay and go upstream.
Well, I hope all them tornadoes stay up north of us again. That's they had 59 of them they recorded yesterday. Man,
that was a
terrible.
Wicked day yesterday. Oh, my God.
Well, it was, and they're calling for more of it today, so –
Yep.
All right, Blaine. Well, hey, buddy. Right. If somebody wants to get with you and do some fishing, give them a number so they can get a hold of you, brother.
All right. Very good, Mickey. Call me at 713-703-6656. I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's go get them.
All right, Blaine. Well, I'm glad you're doing better. Hang in there, man.
I'll come see you today. Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you, buddy. All right. All right. That's Captain Blaine Fryermood in Baytown. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early right here at 4 a.m. Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.